Hi there, happy Monday, and welcome back to another Monday Morning Motivation episode. Today is the first Monday of March, if you listen to this at the time of releasing this episode, and that means a month until quarter two starts. And today we'll be starting to plan quarter two in the Dream Life Coaching Program. And I'm really excited because I love planning. Today we have a powerful quote to dive into. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. So we are delving deep into the importance of planning and how it can be a game changer in shaping the life you always dreamt of. If you fail to plan, you plan to fail. It's a statement that holds so much weight in our pursuit of our dream life. But what does it really mean? And some people actually think this is a negative quote, but I actually think it's a really great reminder that if we don't plan, we are planning to fail. I see it as a call to action, a reminder that intentional and thoughtful planning is the cornerstone of our success and for us to live our dream life. It's about being proactive rather than reactive. Let's jump into some practical tips on how you can implement this quote into your daily lives. Tip number one, start with a reflection on the previous quarter. What worked? What didn't work? What were your highlights? If you start with reflection, you will be able to plan in a much more effective way. Reflecting is also a really nice thing to do, especially if you had a challenging quarter where things didn't go to plan. By reflection, you learn so much on what to do and what not to do. I also find that when you reflect on the previous quarter, there are so many things that you did do well, and it's a really good time to also be grateful for all the things that you achieved and got done. Tip number two, be clear on your dreams and set clear goals. Begin by defining your long-term and short-term dreams and goals. What does your dream life look like? It's important to know what your top three dreams and goals are for the year so you can set clear, specific goals for the quarter coming up. Tip number three, create a strategic plan. Once you have your goals, it's time to create a strategic plan. Outline the steps you need to take to reach each dream or goal. A well thought out plan helps you navigate obstacles and stay on course, especially when we got some challenges coming our way. Tip number four, prioritize tasks. Not all tasks are created equal. Prioritize your tasks based on importance. If you could only have seven tasks under each dream and goal for this quarter, which ones will you choose? This helps you focus on high impact activities that align with your dreams and goals. Tip number five, build consistent habits. Consistency is key. Establish daily habits that are aligned with your dreams and goals and contribute to your long-term objectives. Whether it's dedicating time to learning, exercising, or meditating, consistency builds momentum. As we wrap up today's very short episode, remember that planning is not about predicting the future, but preparing for it. The quote, "If you fail to plan, you plan to fail," serves as a guiding principle to lead a purposeful life. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's Monday Morning Motivation episode. I hope you are inspired to get planning for quarter two. If you enjoyed today's episode and you want more, join the Dream Life Coaching Program today, because we're actually starting today with planning quarter two together, and we're going to do that all of March, and I'd love for you to join me. As always, I'll be back on Friday with another episode. Until then, have the most wonderful Monday and, of course, week.